Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, why not pop by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar just below our studio here is well worth popping into. Fantastic menu. They do carvery at the weekends. They have live music on the weekends as well. And outside the hotel, in the car park, you can give your dog a shower. You can take the dog for a walk. Walk along Portmarnock Strand and he gets covered in sand and seawater, and you can take him in for a shower. It's outside in the car park. It's a doggy shower. It's fantastic. There's also a sauna out there. If you're freezing cold after having a swim in the sea, you can go for a sauna. It's all here at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. So what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter? People who are not in the workforce are seeing their real incomes increase by more than employees are, according to an analysis by the Parliamentary Budget Office of the Oireachtas. Now, the increase for those in employment in 23-24 has been 1.8%. By contrast, those in receipt of welfare payments are comparatively better off. They've gotten increases of 3.8%, which is dramatically more than people who are working. And the question that we want to ask you today is very, very simple. Are people on welfare better off? Now, you might argue that, you know, the weekly rate of welfare payment mightn't be as much as the average person is getting in work. But are you ultimately better off being on welfare? Jeremy, your thoughts, please.
Now, I'm not one to judge.
You are.
No. I'm not going to judge on today's podcast. I've never been on the dole, so I can't speak from personal experience, either of you.
A couple of weeks what was it called? The pub?
Yeah.
The PUP, a couple of weeks on that, yeah?
So a couple of weeks, so calm down now.
Yeah, okay? That's it.
But I do know from, I know people who are honest. I have people live near me who are honest, and they seem on the surface of it to have a better life than me. I mean, I know one person who's been on the dole for the last 10 years. I don't know how, and he drives a newer car than me. So that's a bit of a kick in the balls when you see someone with a better car. What you need to remember about this discussion before we have it is, when you talk about people on social welfare, mm-hmm. it's not just the 250 quid or whatever they get the week. You're saying,
I'm aware of that.
I went to the doctor last week to get my hay fever injection, 60 quid.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're on social welfare, you can go to the doctor 20 times a day. If you have a tingle in your ear, you can go to the doctor and you don't have to hand over money. So when you're on social welfare, you don't just get social welfare, okay? You get medical card, okay, which is a great deal. Medical card is brilliant, okay? So you don't have to pay for, my God, have you seen the price of tablets and stuff like that?
Medicine.
Oh, my.
I spent 130 quid last week when I got out of hospital.
Yeah.
130 quid.
Yeah. The amount of money that goes on medicine in their houses. So you don't get that. You don't have to pay for that. You get HAP as well. Okay. Agreed?
If you don't have a council house already.
If you don't have a council house, you get HAP. What else? I'm trying to think of what else. There's so many things as well. Back to school allowance, you get. Fuel allowance, you get. So you're not just getting. So let's be realistic.
Okay, so if that's all the case, yeah, and a lot of it is the case, why don't you just pack in work then?
Why don't I pack in work?
Yeah. Why don't you just hand in your notice? Because get Katie to take over the podcast here, and you head on, sign on.
God, number one, because I was born to work.
Ah, sure.
No,
it was overrated.
No, there are some people who are work shy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all know who they are.
Yeah.
And who are just afraid of work. Shy. Oh, there's a job. You know, it's like they see a job application. Oh, get away from me. Get that job away from me. You know, they just don't want to work. We know who they are. There are people who can't work. I'm not talking about them. If you're on disability allowance, absolutely, you know, you should get more money. But there are people, a lot of people in this country, who are job shy. So, do I think they have the life of Riley? No, I don't think they have the life of Riley. But they get more increases than the working man gets.
And that's so, exactly what this report today said.
The Christmas bonus as well. Throw that in as well, right?
Oh, the Christmas bonus,
Christmas bonus as well, yeah.
So, those in employment over the period of 2023-24, have gotten an increase of 1.8%. Those on welfare have gotten an increase of double that, 3.8%. So, they're...
The working man is a fool.
So, why don't you pack in work?
Because it's called honour. The honour of actually working. I've never, ever...
The honour of working?
Yeah.
Meaning?
And the pride of actually being able to say, you know...
If you give out every day, Jesus, it's 5 o'clock. What's that all about?
What do you mean, what's that all about?
You're on the dole, you could be sleeping until 10.
Are you trying to get me to go on the dole? I just couldn't. I need to work. I need to know that I've never asked anybody for anything in my life, yeah? I even paid my... Didn't take money off my parents when I was in college. Oh, sorry, Sorry, Paul, you messaged in to say dental. Did they get dental?
Oh, dental as well. Yeah, forgot about that.
Sorry, there's a list coming in. Glasses as well. Should have gone to Specsavers.
Ah, but no, if you're a worker, you get a good deal in your glasses with your PRSI.
Anyway, you asked me why I don't go on the dole, because pride of work.
Pride. But you give out every day.
I'm up since 5 o'clock. Then to come and do this podcast. I do moan about it.
Yeah, you do. About non-stop.
Working. But I'll never
go do a gig in the weekend. Just give it all up.
Is that what it's like talking to me? Is that what I really sound
it
like?
It is.
You agree with me. You just haven't got the balls to say it.
No, I don't. I don't necessarily. No.
What?
I don't think people on welfare have the life of Riley. No, I certainly don't.
I didn't say they have the life of Riley.
Yeah, but you're going on about all the stuff that they get.
Well, do we want to play Trevor's message?
Are we not getting Trevor on?
Yeah, we are. But just to whet people's appetite.
Oh, yeah.
Whet their appetite.
Lash it on there.
Because Trevor said, this is when we put the topic up on Facebook.
Yeah.
And Trevor messaged in straight.
Yeah, there it is.
There it is.
Yeah, come on.
And I'll warn you before we play this. Sit down, okay? Sit down.
Well, especially if you're on welfare.
Well, yeah, that's all you're doing all day.
Let's kick off with this. We're going to get him on in a second, but this is the message that Trevor sent us.
What's the story, boys? Trevor here. I see it's going to be an interesting topic today on the RLS Loungers of Ireland. I've said it on your show once, and I've said it many, many times, actually, and I'm going to say it many, many more times. Why don't we just cut the fuckers down? Seriously. Like, everyone went on a big, yay. The foreigners are being cut down to, what was it, 38 a week? Why don't we cut the fucking social welfare down to 50 euros a week? Because if you can survive in this economy on social welfare, there is something seriously fucking wrong, or you're seriously scamming the system. So let's take a note out of the English book. The English. Social welfare payments, and give them 50 euros a week. Wonder how many people might run to the local McDonald's, chipper, cleaners, whatever, to get a job. I bet you the Irish wouldn't be too good for all sorts of jobs then, would they? And they wouldn't have to say, the foreigners are coming taking all of our jobs. Get off your fucking asses, your scrounge bags, and do a job. Just don't do what that other numpty does that rings in the show all the time doing his curries and his claiming the social. I don't know, boys. Cut them down, I say. All of them. Across the board.
All right, Trevor, thanks very much. Cut the fuckers down, he said.
Quote, unquote.
Quote, unquote, to 50 euro a week. Trevor, nobody could survive on 50 quid a week.
Wouldn't that be a great country? And good afternoon, boys.
Good afternoon, Trevor.
I'll say hello to Adrian, but not to JJ there. Judgmental Jeremy.
My God, did you just hear the message? Sorry, we shouldn't be laughing about this, because what you've actually said is quite insulting to some people that will be on social welfare.
I'm sorry, you expect me to give a flying fuck about people who scrounge out the state, whose primary saying in this world is, the government needs to look after me and my family and my kids and my nanny and my granddad and the dog. Fuck off, you lazy bastards, get a job.
Jesus Christ.
So when we...
Hey, Adrian, tell me how in the hell you survive in this country, in this economy, on the social welfare, and get a holiday out of the country?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Sorry, hang on, lads. 1, 2, 3, 4 tumbleweeds went by there before you responded.
Okay,
nobody can answer that question.
The social welfare rate, the base rate, is €232. Yeah, €232. And then you get an extra €46 per child. Yeah. Now, that's not huge money. If you've two,
it's free money.
Maybe free money, but it's not huge money.
And I'm sure half these lazy fuckers are getting their free forever homes.
Maybe eventually. But you obviously believe, and this is why we wanted to get you on, you believe that we are too generous to people on welfare, that €232 is far too generous.
Lads, I've interviewed people who have actually quoted this saying to me, oh no, but I get a bit less on the dole, but you know, the hours are a bit too long. Are you fucking kidding me? And people have said this to me, and they walked out the door not asking about the benefits the job offers, not asking about the pay increase the job offers, not asking about the holiday, nothing. It was just, I'm only here to satisfy the tick the box in the JSA office and they'll leave me alone for another week.
And that's, that's the only reason
he
came for
the drink off at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, lovely. But that's the only reason he would have turned up for the interview, just to tick a box.
I imagine that's exactly why he turned up. Because if you turn around and tell me that you can survive on 200 and let's round it up to 300, right? If you have a few sprogs running around, I'm sure a few of them do, 10 of them. Anyway, if you have a few of them running around, you get a few extra quid for each child. So you could be getting about 300 a week, if not a bit more. You get your free house. You get all the doctor's visits, the dental visits, your spec savers, your hearing aid, your proctology probably. Why the fuck are these people going to work? Why don't we take it now out of the English, out of the UK, out of their book, and just pay a flat rate each week, €50? And I guarantee there will be no unemployment in this country.
Okay, I was just checking up on the UK rates. They pay £90 a week. So that's what, about €110. So it's a fair bit shy of what we pay. So you would like to see us cut our...
Yeah, let's cut it to 50.
50. How is anybody meant to survive on 50 quid?
You're not supposed to, lads, because you know what the social welfare is? It's a payment to get you back into the workplace, to survive till you get back into the workplace, not to be a fucking scrounger. Like a man, John, who rings into your show, oh yeah, boys, I go out and deliver the cookies and then I claim me social, but I have a bad back. Fuck off, you bleeding freeloader who doesn't contribute anything to the country. And don't give me this crap, oh, but I pay for petrol, I pay tax on that. No, listen, mate, you're a loser, right? Get over it. You're no role model for your kids. You don't do anything for the country. So, you know what? Cut them to €50 and I guarantee you half of them will go to full-time jobs and that'll be the ones who are out of the job with a disability saying, oh no, I saw the back of an ingrown toenail. Fuck off, mate. You're a useless drain on society and get out and get a proper bleeding job and contribute to your country. Where's the pride gone in the country, lads? Sorry, that was a bit of a ramble.
It was.
Sorry, boys. Like, think of it from my position. I've had numerous people over the past 3 years, since actually before COVID, come in and say those words to me. Oh, no, it's not really. The hours are too long. It's 40 hours a week and there's overtime optional. Like, and then you have payments. Every fourth quarter, you get a pay bump. And then like they're telling me, oh no, I get a bit less on the dollar, but you know what I mean? But it's not that bad, you know? And they're walking out of the office and I'm sitting there left with my fucking thumb in the air going, what the fuck, man? So we're obviously paying to people way too much to be living in this country. And you know what, boys? It really pisses me off when you hear people slagging off people that work at McDonald's who make a career for themselves. And then, yeah, these scroungers have the fucking audacity to put them down. Are you joking me?
Okay, we heard recently that people who are long-term unemployed are being basically put under pressure to get work. They're going to lose some of their welfare payments, but you would have everybody on welfare cut down to €50 a week.
Yeah, and then I'm telling you now, lads, watch unemployment fucking plummet in this country. You will take any job. You will go out scraping chewing gum off the streets if you have to, because you're not getting your free handouts anymore from the government, who are not there to look after you, who are not there to care about you, because they don't give a shit about you. So stop blaming the government. Survive yourself. Pick yourself up. Get out. Do a job. It's not that hard. The government gives way too much out in this country.
Okay, stay there for a second. I've been asked to play this WhatsApp voice note for you from Sarah.
Trevor, you're pure mongo, lads. You don't get free dentists. You don't get free hearing aids. You don't get free fucking eye tests. You actually don't. It's actually little children that kind of get those free visits, not adults. So what are you talking about? You're shiting out through your fucking mouth. So go put a nappy on your mouth there, will you? And shut the fuck up.
I've never heard that expression before. Go put a nappy on your mouth.
Yeah, well, go change your 15th child's nappy loving, but maybe get a fucking job.
The fact of the matter is that she's annoyed that people have this perception that you get everything for nothing when you're on welfare.
Well, lads, tell me, how the fuck people are surviving in this country. Like, I have lads working for me that do double jobs. I actually have a second thing going at the minute, and it's still hard. So these people are surviving. You're telling me they're surviving on 200 and whatever a week.
Sorry, it says...
And
sorry for
they can live on that.
Sorry for cutting across here, Trevinator there. It says here on the HSE website, there's free dental services are available to adults over 16 who have a medical card to the through
yeah,
the dental.
So the medical card covers a lot, yeah. Boys. So, a lot. And that's why I mentioned it. And because I actually have someone close to me who's on the Job Seekers. And you know what? She's a waster.
Stay there for a second, Trevor. I want to go to Claire. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Claire?
I'm not too bad, lads. How are you keeping?
Good, thanks, Claire. What we learned today is that people on welfare are better off than people who are working in terms of the increases they've got over the last couple of years.
Yeah. It's fucking ridiculous. It actually is, and I agree with Trevor. It's getting beyond a joke now.
And would you like to see welfare cut down to €50, like Trevor said?
100%. Yeah, 100%, because it'd make people get up off their arse and actually go out and work. I kill myself. I work a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. when my daughter is with her dad, because that's what I have to do. That's what I have to do. Bills need to be paid. As in, I don't mean to be funny. I've been working since the age of 13. I have never once ever asked for a fucking handout. I think they get away with absolute fucking murder.
Okay, but you know and I know, it wouldn't be very easy to survive on 232 quid plus 46 for every child. That would not be easy.
No, it wouldn't be, but at the end of the day, if it has to be, we make it work. Now, I'm telling you, lads, you know, as in from talking to his previous, I've been hospitalised all over Christmas and New Year. I haven't got back to work over the last couple of weeks. I know what it's like financially. Like, don't get me wrong. I totally understand that. But at the end of the day, you have to do what you have to do. As in, you have to work. You have to show your kids that you're getting up and getting out and you're working. As in, I've been in and out of hospital. I've been going through treatment. I couldn't afford stuff. I've had to go without. Don't get me wrong. We all do. But at the end of the day, I work fucking hard. Only for her dad is brilliant and he allows me to do the extra time on a Thursday. I do a Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night. 12-hour shift because I need to work full-time because that's what it takes for me to maintain my household.
Okay, so you, like Trevor, would like to see a massive cut in welfare rates. As I was saying, in the UK, if you're on welfare, you get £90 a week compared to our 232.
Do you not think that they get an awful lot? Do you not think, as in, they're so crumpy, sitting on their arses all day long, getting all the benefits of us taxpayers paying for it, with their HAP, their welfare, their dental, their medical cards, this, that, and the other. Yeah, I'd probably be better off staying at home and fucking sitting around on the welfare. But I have a 10-year-old daughter who I want to make proud. Then I get up and I kill myself to work.
Yeah, I agree with you. You have to set an example for your children, because if you're a layabout, the chances are your kids will be layabouts as well. And you are right. If even one person in the country is better off on social welfare than getting up at 8 o'clock in the morning and going to work, then there's something wrong with the system.
It's too generous.
See, when it comes to the whole Christmas specials and the Christmas bonuses and this, that and the other, I worked a 98-hour week and killed myself, and the tax man gets all my money, and where does it go?
To people's getting a filling done. By the way, a filling is 120 quid. 120 quid I paid for a filling there a couple of weeks ago. 120.
Like what? No, I've been in and out of hospital since the 1st of December. I'm only after getting back to work a couple of weeks ago because I've been going through treatment. And the medical expenses and the treatment that I've been going through, have I got anything handed to me? Not a fucking hope. Why? Because I earn too much money.
Okay, so let me ask you then, if you think life is that rosy for people on welfare, why don't you sign on yourself?
This is exactly, and I would be better off, and I am telling you that here and now, only for I do my extra 12-hour shifts on the Thursday, I would be better off staying home. But so, I won't, because I'm too proud, and I have a daughter.
That's what I was about to say. Would you not be better off staying at home with your daughter?
I would be better off. But why? Why would I do that? Because she needs to know that. She needs to know because, like, mommy and daddy have to get up and work. And you have to, like, try and, you do it for your kids. You do it for your own mental well-being. Like, as in, sitting at home all day long, just fucking nothing. No wonder they're absolute fucking head cases, fucking drinking all day long and fucking getting, like, it's just disgusting. Like, get up and fucking do something for yourself and make yourself feel proud of you.
Okay, so there's a lot of fuckings in there.
Well, I was about to say, Claire, if you think your language is bad, wait till you hear this next message. So we were talking, we heard from Sarah a few minutes ago. Mm-hmm. He was angry. Were you still there, Trevor, if you fallen asleep?
Oh, no, I'm here.
Okay, wait till you have a listen to now. This message, I have to say, contains a lot of swear words.
Okay.
But this woman is angry with you, Trevor. She's angry with you.
Have a listen to this. Here we go.
Excuse me, Trevor. I am in work. I'm working at the moment. Okay? I'm just after stepping outside. I can't take the phone call. Go back and change our 15,000 app. Shut the fuck up, you idiot. You're the one that says I have my own business and I go off and work. Guarantee you don't and you're living off the state yourself. You're only after getting up out of the bed, motherfucker, because you can tell by your fucking voice. Shut the fuck up. Or actually, I'll go down to fucking, what's that beach called that you go walking your dog? And I'll see your fucking face then, you stupid cunt.
That puts you in your box.
That's literally...
Lads, I don't think Shakespeare could have wrote it any better.
We've literally been doing this
podcast. Oh, my God, the elegance in that voice is just... I'm only after coming off an 18-hour shift. That's why I might sound a bit tired, you know, because I actually work my ass off.
I
would rather pull my eyelids off than sit on the doll.
She works as well, I have to say, in the 3.5 years we've been doing this podcast.
Yeah, three hours in a shop.
That is the best retort.
Most angry man.
Most angry. She is. Imagine Crop. You better. What beach is she talking about, by the way?
I don't know.
Is it Don
Beach? Probably Malahide Beach, lads. That's my most prominent beach I walk on. I hop down to Port Marnock the odd time, but we see her coming. My dogs will probably run away from her. She has a big old bite in that.
Well, I would.
Be careful.
I would be, be watching me back because she's out to get you. She is.
Stay there for a second, Trevor. Let me bring in Robbie.
I've said it time and time again, anyone who's on the dole shouldn't be better off than someone who's working. Now, I'm not talking about carers, I'm not talking about the elderly, I'm talking about people who are on the dole who are not working.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Wayne, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Wayne?
How's it going, Adrian?
Good, not a bother, thank you. People on welfare are better off than working. What do you say to that?
Definitely. I sent in a text a couple of months ago to this show about this. As I said before, I work full-time in a well-up job, not a city job, but I'm struggling. And I look at these people on welfare going on holidays 2-3 times a year, and I do wonder, am I better off than the social in this country?
And some people would say you are, and then I would throw it to you, well, then why don't you? If you think that people are better off on welfare, why don't you pack in your job?
I tell you why, because I have a family, and I don't know how they're doing it with kids, because I certainly can't. I'm struggling from one week to another on decent enough wages, with the way I have to pay my bills and all. I'm left with very little a week, and I don't know how they do on the social, how they can provide for our kids to give them a good life. Because if I was to leave work tomorrow, I'd get through it, or I'd be struggling.
You'd get through it, but you'd be struggling.
Yeah, very bad.
Now, we were talking to Trevor and Claire, and they were both arguing that we need to get serious about our generosity with welfare, and we need to cut it down. Now, Trevor was saying 50 quid. I don't know how anybody could survive on 50 quid, but...
well, especially nowadays.
Did you ever survive on 50 quid?
No, of course you couldn't. Nobody could.
Never.
No, there's not a whole...
Survive to buy a package for a worker at 20 quid.
Yeah, sorry, Trevor, nobody could survive on 50 quid.
That's the whole point, boys. It's the point to get them back into the job, not to continue sitting on their lazy fat asses all the time.
Yeah, but you don't want to drive them into poverty as well, to the point that they can't feed their kids.
But so what? Do you want
to fuck that? They have to work.
Sorry, Wayne, say that again, please.
I said, you just want to put what's happening now is they're putting the working class into poverty. People that are getting up and doing 50 hours every 2 weeks, and they're actually in a worse situation than the people that don't have to lift their finger.
But as yep. I said, if it's that attractive, Wayne, if they're that well off, why don't you just pack in work? Because the reality of it is, they're not better off. They are not better off.
Have pride in his life.
But hold on, they're living their lives there. They're living their lives, as you say. These are all.
Well, sorry, Wayne, we're losing you there.
78. I said I walk 78 hours every 2 weeks, and I can't afford a holiday. These cunts don't lift a finger, and they can go on 2 or 3 holidays a year.
Maybe they're just better with their money.
I don't think it's worth the money. They must be doing something on the sly.
So you obviously believe that we're too generous, and that our system is basically anti-worker and in favour of people who are on welfare.
Oh, definitely, 100%. Like as I said, I'm flat out. I get paid every 2 weeks, and I paid on the Thursday, and by the following Saturday, after all my bills, I probably have about €100, €150 to do me for another week or two once I get paid again. And I swear, it's depressing. It's actually putting a strain on my relationship and everything. So I don't understand how these people are doing this. Like it's not right.
Okay, stay there. For
I've been reading the paper. They're thinking about putting them up another few bucks. Like everything, they've nothing goes to the workers in this country. But yeah, it's the workers that are keeping the economy and everything going.
So Trevor was saying cut the rates down to €50. What would you cut welfare down to?
I wouldn't cut the welfare. I let them on the welfare for a certain amount of time, and if they don't find the job within that certain amount of time, these are off the welfare because there's work out there for everyone.
All right, stay there for a second, please. I've been asked to play this message, Trevor, for you from Mick.
Sorry, boys. Mick here. I tell you one thing. Jeremy and there, Trevor's going to love me. I haven't worked in 17 years. I already told you this, right? I'm claiming everything. The social, the job seekers allowance, getting the medical card, getting the Christmas bonus, getting everything. Why should I work and I'm getting all that for free? You know what I mean? I do a bit of work there already, in cash in hand. You know what I mean? I get about 600 to 700 a week doing a bit of work. And I claim the social welfare. Fuck, why not? You know what I mean? They rip us off, so fucking I'm screwing them. That's me anyway. I'm just telling him that wet wipe to get off the show, will you? Just nothing but a whinge bag.
There you are, mate, Trevor.
The fact that this joke started the voice now, Stardy Boys, says it all. Listen, lads, the drain on society there that left that in voice now is just a fucking... Like, imagine having that as your father. Dad, wait, are you going to work? Oh, no, you don't work. Dad, do you have any... No, you have no prospects in the future. You probably won't own a house ever. You have to get a free one off the government and that'll never be yours either. So you're a drain on fucking society, pal. You can call me a wet wipe all you want. An agent, you know what? Do you want to know why I don't phone me business and then go on to the door? Because I have pride and I get up in the mornings and let me see kids see me actually going to work to provide for them. I'm not a fucking lazy fucking dickhead that wants to sit on the door for the rest of my life. No, thanks, man.
Stay there for a second because John is spitting bullets listening to this conversation today. Why are you so angry, John?
How you doing, Adrian? How are you? I just have to laugh at Trevor there. His missus is on the dole with his 10 kids and he has a cheek to come on here and flag everybody else. You make me fucking laugh, Trevor. That's what you do. I tell you that. But you're an idiot anyway. So I'm going to leave you there, Trevor. But I will say this, Adrian. Emmett Kermit once famously said, it's not the guys in tracksuits that run the country. It's the guys in the suits that run the country. And we all know.
Yeah, we're just the ones that ruin your life for you, pal.
You're an idiot, Trevor.
You're the one claiming the doll and doing curries and thinking you're the business and then fucking that's
I am. And I tell you what, I wouldn't have it on your way, Trevor. Because you know
well,
what?
Now you
like yourself and everybody else. You like yourself, Trevor. Or excuse me, Trevor. I'm talking now. I'm talking now, Trevor. You had a job. You had your time, Trevor. You had your time.
You go deliver your
job, Trevor. I do have a job. I'm actually delivering. Excuse me. I'm delivering parcels now. So I stepped up. But the fact that it is, Trevor, what you can't understand is I have a charges. I work 3 days a week. Excuse me. I work 3 days a week, Trevor. I get 120 quid a day for that. That's 360. When you hear this, Trevor, this is going to annoy you. And I know it is. I'm going to tell you. I work Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I get 120 a day. For I get my lunch paid for. And you know what it is, Trevor? I get me 220 at the end of the week. That's it, Trevor. Now, does that annoy you, Trevor, does it? I know it does.
No, mate,
I know
it's
does.
Laughable that you're allowed to exist on the dole.
No, fuck you.
You're only allowed 50 euros a week. Would you run and get a job then, would you?
Would your missus is on the dole with 10 kids? Answer the question, John. John, would you I'm going to
answer the question. But your missus is on the dole. Tell me why. My
missus isn't on the dole. She said it already one day. There was a few months ago. She said I'm on the dole. She did. She fucking did.
No.
She did. She said I'm Trevor's missus and I'm on the dole.
She was out sick from work and now she's actually back in full employment.
You're not even getting a full time.
Now listen, if you were on the dole and it was 50 quid a week, would you be out working full time, John? Do you pay?
Be any fucking 50 quid a week because it's never going
to
happen.
Adrian, do you pay taxes? Adrian, do you pay taxes? Can you get back to the reality of this? No, let's just deal with that.
Do you pay taxes or are you getting paid cash?
No, I don't.
Well,
it's about 40 quid tax. But the fact of the matter is, like, he hates this, and I love this, because he's a begrudger, Adrian. But the fact of the matter is, Adrian, right, he's begrudging social welfare. What you're missing out here, Trevor, is it's the billionaires and the millionaires that's getting away with murder in this country that are not paying taxes, that are not doing this.
I'm not denying that.
You're missing the big story here, Trevor.
Why are you bleeding collecting money?
Go and educate yourself, mate.
It's not on, John.
Trevor, before you come on to a topic,
you still didn't answer my question, John. If your dog was 50 quid a week, would you have worked full time, John? Would you?
I wouldn't be. I'm going to tell you again, Trevor. I'm about to answer your question already. That will never happen, Trevor. So don't be talking shite.
John, if your dog was 50, would you have worked full time?
Can I say this, Adrian?
Yeah, go on.
A lot of people there that are on social welfare, look, you know, this ideology of, you know, they're doing well for themselves. Like, okay, I don't even believe Trevor has his own fucking business. I think he don't. I think the other caller was right. He's talking shit every fucking radio station. He has the cheek to give out about me. At least I'll tell you what the fuck is the truth. This fella's shite now, maybe trying to get on the radio. Now, anybody that's on 240 quid a week is fucking, it's rock bottom. They're not going on fucking lavish lifestyles and living it up. No, they couldn't be. Because I tell you why, Asian. Even doing what I'm doing on my 660 a week, and my partner works, and she's bringing 7 ton into the gas. So we're on 40 and 50 a week. We find it fucking difficult to survive on what we do. She has a car, I have a car, we have bills, we have everything. But the fact of the matter is, anybody that's on 220 a week, I don't know how they're even living. I really don't. And that's the truth. And I know people that's on the 220 a week, genuinely. And I'm looking at them, I'm like, mother of fuck. You know, it's bad. It's bad, you know. And that's the truth, Adrian, you know. And anybody begrudging them
Can you understand why people really lose it when they hear somebody like you brazenly, and you do brazenly admit that you're working cash in hand, you work your couple of hours a week on top of getting your welfare? Can you understand why that pisses people off?
Because it's up to they can do it, Adrian. They can do it. I'm not stopping. Nobody's stopping anybody from doing this. You know, the Healy Rays are getting millions there for the fucking immigrants in the hotels. Does anybody want to about that, but the fact of the matter is, you could do it, Adrian. Jeremy could do it. There's nobody stopping nobody from doing what I'm doing. Do you get what I'm saying, Adrian? But the fact of the matter
John,
is,
John, 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 John,
John, you're a bit stupid now. If with the things you're coming.
Am I
this
stupid?
Because
okay.
Who do you think pays for the lovely hospitals that you go in? Who do you think pays for the Gardaí? Who do you think pays for the foreign?
Well, my partner's paying taxes, Jerry.
But we're still
doing a contribution.
Point. You're still doing a very very small contribution. The point is, if everybody took the attitude that you had of let's just be lazy shites, the country would be on its knees.
Go on.
The country be on its knees.
Right. Now, I'm after being listening to this show since it started, and everybody getting on saying, oh, you better open the fucking door. Go on the door then. What's stopping you, as Adrian said?
Pride.
What's fucking stopping anybody?
Pride.
Well then, shut the fuck up and work your fucking 48 hours, and don't be begrudging anybody else.
That's it.
It's as simple as that.
I just hate lazy people. That's all.
I don't care what you call me. I'm fucking good. I'm here Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday with my kids. My partner comes home. The house is sorted on the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I have the meals ready. I have everybody's cool. My eldest guy is working. He's flat out. All your kids are going to see this year. Fuck off.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
John, I've been asked to play this message for you. Have a listen to this.
John, just shut up. You're an absolute plonker. This whole thing about begrudging excuse, like, that's just a cop-out. You're just using that as a cop-out to say you're jealous that we're on the dole and this, that, and the other, making yourself feel bigger about yourself. You're an absolute plank. You're a lazy, good-for-nothing drain on society. You're a waste of oxygen, waste of water, waste of food, waste of everything. What do you... You're put on this planet to do what? Take, and then drop dead. That's all you're here for. You're an absolute drain. You should be put down if I had my way.
Now, see that idiot? You see, that's the type of idiot there that, again, begrudging people what I do, you know. Now, the fact of the matter is, what he doesn't understand is, I get to spend quality time with my family.
I'm working a three-day week.
Oh, it's great. I tell you what, it's fucking great, and I make no fucking apologies for it, and I won't ever. And I will always do what I'm doing. I'll do this till I'm in the fucking grave. I will, yes.
You finished?
You see, the argument is... If you want John's life, you can have it as well. That's what he's trying to say.
I don't want John's life.
Exactly, Adrian. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
I don't know how you can sleep at night. You literally take...
I have a great sleep at night because I don't work fucking 60, 70 hours like you idiots. Yeah, and killing yourselves.
I know.
And then and only then, you're going the same way as everybody else. A fucking hole, you idiots.
I know you have you sleep well at night. You sleep well at night on a mattress that I paid for, you dick.
I'm what? I'm a precaution cunt again. I'm what?
Yeah, that's...
I'm what? Does it annoy you, Jeremy? Is that what it is? Like Trevor and everybody else out there? No. Does it get you?
No, because I know that'll...
You could do what I do, Jeremy, if you fucking wanted it. So don't begrudge me.
No, I'd rather have my kids be proud of me, to be honest with you.
Should they never see you?
Oh, my kids are very proud of me, believe me. I'm here with them. That's what my fucking my point is as well. That's half of my point. I'm with them and I'm on a good wage. Fuck you all.
Mick, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Mick?
Oh, sorry, lads.
Now, Mick, tell me your situation.
I'm fucking agreeing with you on 110%. I couldn't agree with him any better. Couldn't agree with him anymore. Do you know what? What's your man's name in The Verve? He made a very good quote. I can't think of your man's name in the band, The Verve. But he made a very good point there one day over in a concert over in the UK. He said, we slave to money and we die. That's what he said. We slave to money and we die. So, fucking, like, I'm not going to work. I told you that. I've been working 17 years. You know what I mean? I do odd days, all right, and bit of construction, bit of site work. I earn up to about 600 euros a week. Yeah.
And you're on the scratcher?
Yeah.
Why don't you go out and work full time?
I couldn't be arsed. Honest to God, I couldn't be arsed. As I said to you, slave to money and we die. We pay mad taxes, crazy fucking taxes in this country. You know what I mean? Fuck that.
You do know what taxes go on, don't you? When your kids have to go to hospital, they pay for the... Who do you think pays for the doctors?
Yeah, well, who's the stupid one?
No, who do you think when your children...
You're the stupid one.
When your children... No, you're stupid. You're stupid. When your children are sick and you have to bring them to the hospital, yeah? Who's paying that doctor's wages?
Yeah, well, see, now I used to Johnny, like, I had sense, you know what I mean?
Okay, it's not a trick question.
I'm 47 years of age, you know what I mean?
Okay, it's
I don't have fucking kids, don't I? It's not my book.
Thank God for them. Okay, when you're driving on the road, who pays for the roads? Who pays for those roads that you're driving on?
My motor tax. I pay tax every month. Or well, every 3 months on the car.
So hang on,
you're... So what are you fucking do?
So just because you pay whatever...
Well, so then why are you justifying fucking motor tax according to normal tax?
Okay,
seriously?
Because you pay motor tax on your car, which is about 180 quid probably a year, you're claiming then that you can...
180.
Yeah, okay, so well done. Because you pay motor tax, that entitles you to hospital care, it entitles you to... ambulance, if an ambulance comes out, entitles you to the police force, for teachers in schools. Where do you think the money comes from to pay for all these social services?
From your fucking wallet.
Yeah,
because you're the biggest clown. You're the clown. So walking your arse off and you're saving 50-60 fucking hours a week.
This is exactly what John said a second ago. You're the gobshites that are out working morning, noon and night. Have the life of Riley.
Exactly what John said there. And John said there, 110%, he said it. If it's that much of a deal, well, go on the fucking dole.
So your life is
Riley and you're getting everything for free houses and free all this crap. You know, you've been talking about this now for the last 6 months on and off with the social welfare. If you think it's good, Jeremy, go on the fucking thing. Same with the listeners, same with everybody there in the fucking comments. Tell them to go on it.
Let me ask you then.
And you see how fucking tough it is, right?
Mick, you could earn more money if you worked a bit more, couldn't you?
Well, not really, no. Not really.
If you worked full time, you could earn more money.
Because I'd lose everything. Obviously, I'm going to lose the medical card. The rent will go up. You know what I mean? So, like, if I was to go on working in full time paying tax, it wouldn't be worth me while. Honest to God, it wouldn't be worth my fucking while. That's fact.
Do you think you have to? Sorry, it's a matter of interest. So you're on welfare, you do some nixers. Are you going on any holidays this year?
I got back from New York there fucking last year, and I'm saving up there again to go over to hopefully Spain out that way, Bulgaria maybe. Well, I got back from New York there a few weeks ago.
Well, very nice, lovely.
How was New York? Was it nice?
It's expensive.
It's very, very expensive.
Beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful.
8 days I was over there. Eight days.
Oh, lovely. Do you want to say thank you? Yeah. Do you want to say thank you to me? I paid for that trip.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, you didn't pay enough.
It's not actually funny, is it? Have you any pride?
What do you mean for pride? Of course I have pride.
Like,
fucking proud as punch.
Do you never feel...
I'm proud as punch.
Do you never feel guilty that you're contributing nothing to this country?
No. Why should I feel guilty? Yeah, 2 o'clock in the day. I'm about to send in the video data to the WhatsApp. You rang me the minute I sent it. I'm having a can of Carlin right now. And the video, I sent it in to you.
Hang on, we're looking
at
it.
You rang me at the same time. So there's the proof. Did I open it?
Oh yeah, there you are drinking a can of Carling. Yeah, I see that now.
You send that down to me. We'll play the audio from it. Hang on, I want to see this.
Now, it's a bit early in the day to be drinking a can of Carling.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yes, it is.
That's it. Yeah.
Hang on.
Over New York.
Hang on, Mick. Let's have a listen to your video here now. Hang on.
2 o'clock in the day. Look at that. So you can prove that now. Lovely.
Cracking open a can of Carling.
There's proof. There you go. On the can. 2 o'clock in the day. Lovely.
Now, the only thing I have an issue with is that you drink Carling. It's piss. Well, it's horrible.
So you don't have an issue with...
Lovely.
Well, you don't have an issue with the fact that the taxpayer paid for his drink?
No, I still don't have an issue. I don't have an issue anyway. Yous are paying for it. Yous are the gobshites, not me.
Are you a proud Irishman? Are you proud of your country?
Of course I'm proud of my country.
So why are you giving us all the middle finger?
Yous are the stupid ones for doing it in the first place. The government are ripping you off. The government are ripping you off. Week in, week out. You give out about your tax. You always give out about your tax. So it's about time we fucking rob them.
You are ripping us off. It's you that's ripping us off.
I know.
No, it's not the government.
Yeah,
it's you.
Stopping you.
It's you.
How is it me?
I'm not
costing you tax money. How? I'm not robbing your wallet.
Do me a favour. Stay there for 1 second, if you can.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Margaret, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Margaret?
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. Listen to all this. Like, I myself is on disability. I know maybe it's not in the category, but get tired of people, you know. You know, they shouldn't judge, you know. and especially hidden illnesses, makes me mad. And I'll tell you something. My mum passed away a few weeks ago, and I'm out. I said, after having surgery on my knee, I'm out walking, doing fundraisers, so I'm not lazy.
And when you say,
you know,
when you say people judge you for being on.
They do judge because, Adrian, sorry, I don't particularly like your show because all you do is argue. But at the end of the day, the way I feel that I'm out, you know, doing fundraising and stuff, I'd love a job if I could work. I have a carer, which I'm embarrassed about, you know, because my illnesses are hidden. And it does involve even the likes of us that are on disability.
And when you say people judge you, in what way do people judge you?
Well, you know, if they see you, like I left Dublin, 20 years ago, moved to the country, and like that, I'm the type of person that doesn't, you know, as I say, the hidden illness that I have, I don't go into it, but, you know, you don't, they do judge you. You don't even have to ask, you know, all the whispering and all, that's the problem with this society, you know, and this Facebook stuff. I never had this when I worked years ago, you know. And I just don't get it at all.
Okay, you're sick of people being so judgmental.
Yeah, yeah, especially when they shouldn't judge a book before, you know.
So you,
it's just
you,
the way I feel, no matter what that other guy is saying, you know, let him say what he wants, but at the end of the day, I find this very unfair, and I'm tired of reading comments, literally, and I don't usually write on Facebook.
Yeah, but you
it's
have to.
It's hard to listen to them
comments.
Margaret,
you have to understand. You have to understand why someone will be annoyed with Mick on the other line. Mick, who's literally giving his two fingers up to us. That's what he's doing. He's laughing at us.
Yeah, well, I can understand that. Well, that's obviously him. That's not me. I'm just stressing. No,
but your point is that you live on disability. And
yeah,
you're,
and it's
you're
not
sick.
Great, Adrian. I don't know where they're getting this. We have a medical card. I pay for my teeth to be done. I pay for other things. I pay for having to go and have blood tests done. You know, I don't know where they're getting all this, that we have a great life.
Yeah, yeah. You see, at the end of the day, people, and like you said, you've got a hidden illness, and it is much harder to see. And that's obviously where that judgment is coming from. Which is dreadful, it really is. Greg!
Hey, Dion, that's a great topic. I think what should happen is, if you're on the social welfare for a period of time, if that's 2 to 3 months, after that, you should show up and you should have to work. Go out cutting grass, cutting hedges, cleaning the streets. Those jobs to actually help society. And I tell you now, if you had to do that, half the people would jump off it and they'd go and get jobs. The people who claim that they have the bad backs and, oh, I can't do work, then the same thing should happen what insurance companies do when you put in a claim. They should be private investigators going out and watch them to see if they have a bad back. Watch them. Or is he off to the gym? Is he going out on days out? Is he going to fucking, I don't know, amusement parks or whatever it might be? And then if they're spotted and it's determined they're not sick or they're not injured, then their social welfare should be cut off. More should definitely be done. And look, I'm all for the social welfare to help people get back on their feet when they're out on their luck, you know, for a period of time. It's a couple of months when you're in between jobs. If you get let go, absolutely, it's there to help people for that. But people on this on long term, it's ridiculous. People who are actually on a short term get more hassle off the government than the people on long term. So yeah, definitely something should be done about it.
All right, Greg, thanks very much indeed. Eddie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Eddie?
There's a simple solution to this, right? If you're on the dole, long-term unemployed, right, and what I class as long-term unemployed, say 6 months or longer, there's a reason you're long-term unemployed, and that's because you're a lazy bastard. You've no intention of working. There's fucking jobs out there for everybody, right? So what I would do to stop the likes of John and his fucking gobshites doing cash in hand, after 6 months, I'd bring in a rule that says, if you want your dole, you have to do 4 hours community service every day, Monday to Friday, 9 o'clock till 1. Go out, clean the streets, fucking cut the grass, and then he won't be able to go out and do fucking a day's work. And then when he's going out to collect his dole and having to walk for his dole, he'll turn around to himself and go, for fuck's sake, I'd be better off walking than actually getting a wage. And if he don't turn up, then cut the dole completely.
Okay, but we've seen the situation recently where people on long-term unemployment, if they don't engage with employment services like Entreo, they eventually will start losing their money. Now, that's a lot of people have no problem with that.
Adrian, during the pandemic, right, I lost my job, got put on that PUP payment, right? Then I got called into the Entreo office, right? And I actually knew the lad behind the counter, and I was talking to them. And I said, I'm worked all my life. I'm unemployed basically for a couple of months and you're pulling me in. I know fellas that are in the fucking bookies every day and in the pub, never worked a day in their life. And this fella behind the counter says, we only target the short-term unemployed because we know we've more chance of getting them back. The others are lifers and they're absolute wasters. He said, we send them for job interviews. They do a shit job interview on Pulvers. So like Trevor said, because they don't want the job. They don't want the job. So you have to go, okay, that approach isn't working. What other approach will work? Right, you're fucking long-term unemployed. You're 10 years unemployed. We're going to get some fucking work area. We're going to make you do community service for 4 hours every day. And at least the fucking streets and the roads are fucking clean. And we're getting some kind of bang for our buck. You can't just be getting free money forever.
Okay, well, let me just throw that back to Mick. Who, how long did you say it's been, Mick, since you had a full-time paid job?
Paying tax and all that?
It
would take about 17 years, I'd say.
But 17
going on
years.
17. Right, easily, okay. Easily 17 years.
Do you not get any hassle from welfare?
Well, I was on them CE schemes and all that shite, like, you know what I mean? I went down to tourist now, but look what he said. Look, I just went into the interview and basically just told him I don't want the fucking job. I'm only here just to keep them happy. Literally.
Okay,
so
how
mean, they you didn't pressure it. You
in the, so you make them go out and do community service.
Hang on, that man turned around and says that you do be forced to go down to these interviews and all, but the likes of tourists knew it. You're not fucking forced. You're not forced at all. I used to go down every 2 weeks to them. And basically, I just went in with a fucking slip on the computer or printed off from the computer the jobs I applied, and I didn't even apply to half of them. You know what I mean? That was their arse covered. That was it. I haven't heard from them since.
Okay, how would you feel then? Would it change your attitude, Mick, if you started losing your welfare, if they started cutting your welfare because you've been on welfare for so long?
Well, it's not going to happen.
Well, it is happening.
And it won't entitle me. Well, it won't entitle when it hasn't happened to me. And I'm there, as I said, I'm on a 17 years and there's no sign of it going. I don't mind hopping on a CE scheme. No fucking problem. 3 days a week. You know what I mean? Pissing around. That's what I done the last time. I didn't even do anything. Sitting in the truck half the time smoking fucking fags.
Well, there you go, Eddie.
Listen, Adrian, 4 hours a day out in the fucking pissing rain in the winter, cleaning shit off the streets and fucking cutting grass. Might put some manners on them. And he'll think to himself, am I bollocks doing this for fucking €220 a week? I'd be better off working. And if he doesn't turn up, he doesn't get any dough. Simple as that. 17 years.
Look, it is what it is, but I'm telling you, I'll never get full-time employment. Not in this fucking country. Not a chance, man. No way. Not a chance.
Here, I've been asked...
You won't get it because you don't want it.
Yeah, I don't want it. Even if you offered me, I still don't fucking want it.
Here, stay there for a second.
Of course I don't want that. I'm not saying today for the last 10 minutes I don't want a fucking job.
Okay, hang on.
You listening?
Trevor was on a while ago, has just sent us this message for you, Mick. Have a listen to this.
Adrian, Trevor again. Sorry, man, I had to go. A bit of work to do. I know it's a foreign concept to some of your listeners, but oh well. Can we now go back on the point that your man just said it's 2 o'clock in the night, he's cracking open a can of Carling, let alone it's like piss, but come on, isn't it the scummer's drink? Off you go, mate. Down to the Dole Office, click to scratch, and you enjoy your whole 230 odd euro. Loser. Cheers, lads, Trevor.
You
what? I'm going to the pub now in about an hour.
Right, okay, that's your response. Thanks very much indeed, Mick. Let me go to David.
Hey lads, great topic there as usual. Yeah, I think that you're getting too much money on the social now. It's more of a lifestyle now than a necessity, you know. I work full time, you know, and you know I have a decent enough job. I get to go on a holiday, you know, once a year. I'm not like I'm into this by any, you know, stretch of the imagination. But I also know people, you know, that that live around the same facility as I do, two adults, two kids, and for the last 2 years they've gone to Florida on their holidays for 2 weeks, you know, with all the park tickets and everything. Now I priced it up for myself, the wife and the three kids, and it's, you're looking at 15 grand. So how, if they're working or if they're not working, how are they able to go to Florida, like, you know? I just don't get it. Like, they're obviously doing something, like, but I know for a fact that they're not working, like, because, well, let's just say I know that they're not working, but you know, I can't understand how they're doing this. You know, I can't afford to do it anymore.
All right, good man, David. Thanks very much indeed. Liam.
Hiya, lads. Happy Thursday. And just listening to your show as I'm on my break working, so I don't have to claim off the social welfare. But yeah, fair play to the likes of Claire, Trevor, and them just to say, look, tell them to get up off their fucking arses and go out and do a job. You know, try and support themselves instead of us working day in, day out, just to try and keep them in the fucking living. So, yeah. I wouldn't go as hard as 50 euro a week. I'd maybe go 51 euro a week just to get them that wee bonus.
51 euro a week. And finally, Louise.
Hey, lads, great topic today. Listen, just a message for John there. I wouldn't get too comfortable, John, because the Irish government, I hear they're talking about bringing in the same sort of system what they have here in Spain, which is basically you get on the dole for 6 months. After 6 months, you're on your own, basically. So I wouldn't get too comfortable there. The way things are going, where, you know, a lot of immigration into the country and all that sort of stuff, the government, like the country, won't be able to sustain that system for much longer. Here in Spain it's like that. You get out and work. If something happens to you and you need to get on the dole, you're on it for 6 months and then you're on your own. And then it's sink or swim. So, I mean, he's basically giving us the fucking two fingers there. And it's a disgrace that he feels so, that proud to be talking about it on the radio. But I wouldn't get too comfortable there, huh?
All right, thanks very much indeed for your message, and thank you all of you for your messages. Just want to explain one quick thing before we wrap up today. It is impossible for us to keep callers on for the entire show. We've had a couple of complaints today about not keeping callers on. We only have two phone lines. We have to rotate the phone calls on the two phone lines. So if you're upset that we had to cut you off, it's because we've only two phone lines and we need to get more callers on. Okay, shouldn't have to explain that, but there you go.
Why are you looking at me? You don't have to explain to me. I can see many phone lines are here. Phone line one, phone line two.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed the podcast, which I hope you did, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new episode, which is most weekday afternoons. Thank you for listening. I'm Adrian. He's Jeremy. We will catch you on the next Opinions Matter podcast.